and thank you for joining us today for the Sleep Pill. The podcast where together we will dive into the complex world of sleep in plain language. This program is sponsored by the Sleep Neural Lab. I'm Dr. Cesar Jajaro, a psychologist specializing in behavioral treatment for sleep problems. Joining me today is Dr. Julio Gonzalez, a psychiatrist with extensive experience in sleep disorders. Welcome, Julio.
Thank you very much for having me today. I really think this is a very important topic, and I have the suspicion that this is quite familiar to all of us.
So truly it is. Today we are going to talk about alcohol and caffeine, two main substances we often use casually and even socially, but may have a deeper effect on sleep that more than we realize, actually. And let's to be honest about this. I mean, it's in our daily life and affect, let's say, the sleep in a huge proportion.
That's right. Many of our patients say things like, I need my morning coffee to function, or a glass of wine helps me relax before bed. I would say these habits are very common, but not always helpful when it comes to sleep quality.
That's totally true. Let's kind of start with the caffeine, which I think is found in not only coffee. I mean, it's in coffee, tea, in any cola, chocolate, energy drinks, and even in some over-the-counter medication. But most people don't realize how long it stays in the system.
Yes. Caffeine has a quite long half-life, around 5 to 6 hours, meaning that even if your last coffee is, let's say, 3 p.m., you will still have coffee active or caffeine active in your system at around 8 or 9 p.m. And that is for normal people. For a slow metabolizer, it can be even longer. Caffeine works blocking adenosine, which is a chemical that builds up in your brain throughout the day and creates this feeling of sleep pressure or fatigue. And when you block it, you feel more alert and you can somehow delay feeling sleepy.
Yeah, totally. And I think it's important, Julio, to talk that, I mean, people believe that caffeine is important for the onset of sleep, but people forget that the quality is also affected and is critical for the smooth regulation and memory consolidation. So even if you fall asleep with caffeine in your system, your sleep can be, you know, could be lighter or could be more fragmented. And you're more likely to wake during the night and feel unfresh in the morning after.
That is correct. And that brings us to this fatigue and caffeine loop. You wake up feeling very tired, feeling groggy, drink more coffee to try to function, and then struggle to wind down again in the evening. And it becomes a self-perpetuating cycle.
And that's why I recommend to many of my clients and patients that try to cut off the time of the caffeine in around 1 p.m. So you have the time to metabolize all the caffeine and go to sleep properly. And, you know, it's the caffeine not to be in the system. I always have seen that the improvement comes after just a matter of days.
Yes, and I would say that it is a good place to start asking patients to take caffeine earlier in the day. And of course, if someone is taking large amounts of it, it would be also good to start reducing it gradually. We know that abrupt withdrawal can cause many symptoms. Sometimes patients complain of headaches, fatigue, irritability, and many things. And of course, something we must say is that not all patients have the same degree of sensibility, the same degree of impact taking caffeine. So there is an important inter-individual variability. But in any case, if there is any doubt, if somebody feels that caffeine is a problem for them, ask your doctor for advice.
And that's what I wanted to say. I think it's really important to contact a doctor if you see that it's getting more than a problem, a regular problem, you know? And now that we talk about substances socially accepted, let's gonna talk about alcohol because I think the relationship is more complicated because it's natural. I mean, naturally, the people believe that alcohol relax. And to be honest, it's in the social society. I mean, it's a wind down ritual. So what's really happening about that?
It's absolutely true. Alcohol can help you fall asleep faster because it acts as a central nervous system depressant, but it has a huge impact on the sleep quality. Alcohol reduces the deep sleep and the REM sleep, which of course are crucial for different processes, like flushing away waste from the brain, or for emotional regulation, or for processing traumatic events, and for many other things.
And it's true that after a few hours, once your body starts to metabolize the alcohol, you often get the rebound effect. I mean, your nervous system becomes more alert and you wake up easily. What I have heard and is known that people often report waking up between 2 to 4 a.m. and they are struggling to fall back to sleep.
Yes, and also it affects breathing during sleep. So alcohol is also works as a muscle relaxant. So it relaxes the muscles in the upper airway, and that increases the risk of exacerbating sleep apnea on the patients who have it, in particular vulnerable individuals. So it might make this very important disorder worse.
Yeah, and about disorders, I mean, people always forget that mental health disorders, I mean, could be basically affected by them. People who use alcohol tend to sleep, let's say, more reliant over time and can make worse the anxiety, the depression, or in general, the well-being. That's why I, let's say, encourage the patients to replace the habit of, of relaxation before going to bed to a different kind of habit, like, for example, warm herbal tea or warm shower or a gentle reading. I think it's much better than basically taking alcohol.
Yes, that's very good advice. Definitely, alcohol is widely used in our society, but there are risks associated to its use. There are many disorders associated to alcohol consumption. But in any case, for anyone who is using alcohol and think that the this habit is having an impact in their lives, they can receive help. Sometimes the hardest part is to take this first step to ask for help. So if this sounds familiar to you or to anyone around you, I would highly advise to discuss this issue with your doctor.
That's correct. And many times, let's say that improving our quality of life is easier than we think. We often see in therapy that people are exhausted, but they use caffeine throughout the day or alcohol to unwind at night. And I think that dysregulates the body's cycle, So I think it's important to note about that.
Yes, and when someone has chronic insomnia or early awakenings, one of the first questions that we ask is, what is your caffeine and your alcohol habits? So often just addressing those and making some changes in the sleep habits shifts their sleep quality and improves their sleep a lot.
And it's not about not to drink, necessarily to stop the drinking. I think it's about the timing and quantity as everything. Caffeine in the morning, for example, could be fine for many people, but please avoid in the afternoon. And with the alcohol, I mean, it's possible to drink, but drink with moderation is the key point here. I think we have to finish, for example, our last drink 3 or 4 hours before the bedtime.
I mean, it's also worth exploring why someone is using alcohol to sleep. Maybe there is underlying anxiety, trauma, chronic stress. Many times, it's necessary to treat the root cause, not just to focus on the symptom.
Yeah, and that's totally true. And I think the most important thing here is that people have to realize the effect that this kind of two substances has in the body. But I think we have to build, like we talked before, a good routine. And for going to sleep, you know, I mean, I'm talking about dimming lights or turning device off before going to bed, or warm shower, or doing breathing exercises. That could help a lot.
Yes, that is correct. So, low stimulation activities, doing puzzles, knitting, reading, whatever, especially fiction, not the news, which would be very activating, or even guided meditation, calms down the nervous system and create the opportunity, a good bridge to sleep.
And important factor here, I mean, you don't have to be perfect from the beginning. I mean, you can be gentle with yourself and go in a gradually manner. And I mean, in the long term, you're gonna shift the objective and your sleep quality is going to improve, and of course, you're going to be in a better mood, more stable energy, and even clearer thinking.
Yes, people many times are surprised. They think they need caffeine or they need alcohol, wine, or whatever to cope with life. And when they sleep better naturally, their need for those crutches actually decreases, even disappears.
Very good. Okay, Julia, I think let's finish with some quick tips for listeners here. I would say avoid caffeine after 1 p.m. Watch out for hidden resources like chocolate, green tea, fizzy drinks. I mean, that's something we have to pay attention about. Limit alcohol consumption before 3 or 4 hours before going to bed. Try any other relaxation method. Could be warm drinks, music, journalizing. And don't panic if your sleep isn't perfect right away. I mean, I think small changes in the long term is more beneficial than having a huge change and get frustrated easily in the short term.
And I would say that if the sleep issue persists, don't hesitate to speak to a professional. So poor sleep is very common, but it is not normal and it is treatable. So the quality of life can be better.
That's totally good. Well, Julio, thank you so much for joining us today. And to the listeners, thank you so much. And I think this is going to be helpful for some of you to empower your staff and have a better life.
Thank you very much for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you about these issues. And remember, live well, live healthy, and be happy.
Thank you for listening to us today. If you wish more information about what we discussed in this program, you can contact us at info@sleepneurolab.com. You can also leave a rating and review to help others find this podcast. And remember, sleep well, live healthy, and be happy.